Sakpase chingus. It's your girl Kathleen, aka Kasurin, aka Sorin. And you have tuned in to season 3 of Sorin Soapbox. What's up, y'all? What's up? I am back from my hiatus, y'all. What's going on? The Mac is back. It's the return of the Mac. Return of the Mac. Once again, return of the Mac. What's going on, family, friends, saints, brothers and sisters, frères et sœurs, chingles? How y'all living? How y'all live? I took a long break, y'all, but it was very much needed. Very much needed. But I'm happy to be back, y'all. What's going on? We are in season 3 of Sorin Soapbox. Shut the front door, y'all. Shut the front door. Like, we really been doing this for 3 seasons, and it's been a year. Happy 1-year birthday to Sorin Soapbox. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. You like my little vocals? But nah, we are coming back with season 3 and after a 1-year celebration. We got a lot to talk about, y'all. We got a lot to talk about. So let's do things right. Let's do things proper. Because, you know, we are prim and proper around here. I like to consider myself a little bougietto. I'm bougie and ghetto, so let's reel it in for a second. Let me tap into my bougie side. Hello, welcome. My name is Kathleen, aka Kasurin, aka Sorin, and I am your host of Sorin Soapbox, where we rant about all things love, life, and the pursuit of music. Get into it, get into it. Sakpase, chingles. If you are new to this podcast, welcome, 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 welcome. I'm so happy to have you, so happy that you have tuned in on whatever platform you are using, whether Apple, Spotify, Google, and beyond. I am so happy to have you here. If you are a returning listener, what's up, family? How you living? How you doing? Happy New Year. Because I don't recall if I did a Happy New Year episode. If I did, it's okay. Because Happy New Year again. Happy New Year. How you doing? How you doing? How your mama and them? We are back at it again with the back at it again. Here for season 3. And I am so excited. I know I gave a lot at the beginning, but I was just so excited to be here, y'all. I am looking forward to season 3 of Sorin Soapbox. We have a lot to talk about just in today's episode. Today's episode is going to be more of like a catching up. We're going to just have a little rant time, talking time. We're going to do the dang thing today, okay? Okay. I'm just really just happy to be here. For those of you who don't know, I took a very much needed break. I don't even know how long I took a break, if I'm being honest. But I know your girl needed a break, like a Kit Kat break, okay? Because between school and just life here, I won't say I was on the verge of burnout, because I'm usually pretty tapped into my body, my mind, and my spirit. But I could just feel the fatigue coming on. I know once I feel the fatigue coming to like set itself, I know that like once I start feeling that fatigue kind of settling, I'm like, okay, let me start cutting back in certain areas. Let me start reducing some workload and just resting essentially. And that's what I had to do. So your girl had to take a break, a much needed break, and I feel better. I feel rejuvenated. I feel lighter. Your girl got a massage. Child, I got a massage. the Lord is good, okay? And he is worthy to be praised. Your girl got a massage and I was like, oh, this is what the peoples be talking about. This is what the peoples be talking about. But we're going to get into all of that. I'm already jumping ahead of myself. We're going to get into all of that. All right. So, first things first, if you're not already doing it, please, please, please follow your girl on all social media platforms. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The handle is Shameless Listo on all platforms. That's S-H-A-M-E-L-E-S-S-L-I-S-Z-T-O. Come talk to me. Come chat with me. I'd love to just figure out what's going on with you. How are you doing? How are you feeling? How's your New Year's going? Because by the time we're basically kicking off March, so we're already 3 months strong into 2023. So I want to know, how's your New Year's going? Is it going as you planned it to go, based off of any goals, or if you still go by resolutions, by the resolutions you set? Is it kind of meh for you, as in it feels like 2022 for you, or is it going better than you expected? I'd love to find out, how are you feeling? How is your New Year's going? Come chat with me. Come talk to me on all the socials. I'm going to try and be a little bit more active on there. When I took a break, child, I didn't touch none of my socials as far as like anything connected to this podcast. So I'm going to be a little bit more active on those. But yeah, come chat with me. How is your New Year's going? How are you feeling so far about 2023? Okay. So we are going to just dive in. Okay. Dive right on in. And this whole episode is going to be pretty much like a Soden's life update episode, because obviously your girl took a break and y'all need to, I would love to just share what I've been up to. I'm obviously in Korea again for my fourth year of teaching, and it is my fourth year living in Korea. I can't even believe I'm saying that out loud. The idea that I've been, one, a teacher for 4 years, and two, living in a foreign country for 4 years. These are all things that never in a million years I would have imagined. You know, back in college, I always wanted to study abroad. And even to this day, that's like one of my regrets, is that I never took a semester and studied abroad. And if anybody, any one of my listeners is a college student, please take a semester and study abroad. If you're thinking about it, if you have the opportunity to study abroad and it's not going to cost you $50,000 or $1 million to do it, please do it. Because that was always something I wish I took advantage of back in college. But because I was just so hung up on my friends and where I was, and I wasn't comfortable with stepping outside of myself and my comfort zone, I never did it. Because in my mind, I was like, oh man, I don't think I could live in a new country and not know people and not know the language and this, that, and the third. Little did 20, 21, 22-year-old Kathleen know that her 30-year-old self would be doing it years down the road. But I wish I would have studied abroad. But anyways, it's just crazy to think that I was always someone adamant that I would never be a teacher. But I knew that obviously living overseas was something that I had a passion for. So to realize that I'm now in my fourth year as a teacher, living in another country, it's just so surreal for me. And I'm extremely grateful. I'm extremely thankful for this opportunity. And I don't take it lightly. I don't take it for granted in any way, shape, or form. So just wanted to share that with y'all. But during my break, I went home, y'all. I went home. Back to the US of A. For some, that's the ghetto. But I went home, y'all. I went back to America. And y'all, the reverse culture shock was real. And I say that both in like a good way and a bad way. Because, you know, when people talk about like culture shock, it's always sometimes can be seen as like a negative thing. But there were times where I was like, yo, I forgot I missed this. You know, I knew I was no longer in Kansas, aka Korea, anymore when I got to, I had a stop in California, San Francisco specifically. And I saw like people of all races. And I was like, dang, it's mad ethnic in here. It's mad diversity here. I'm seeing Black people, Hispanic people, Asian people. I was like, dang, this is crazy. I don't remember the last time I've seen diversity. Now, if you're new to this podcast, I want to be clear. I live in Korea and I live on a small island outside of Incheon. So I live roughly 2 to 3 hours away from Seoul. Now, if you go to Seoul and you go to like the foreigner areas, yeah, sure, you'll see diversity very heavily there. I don't live anywhere near that area. So for me, all I see is Koreans. I'm literally the only foreigner here on this island. Actually, I think there's probably another one because there's an elementary school here, but I ain't never seen them. In the 3, now going on 4 years that I've lived here, I have never seen the other foreigner teacher. So again, I digress. To go to California and see the plethora of cultures and people, I was just like, yo, I forgot like this existed. Because when you're in like Korea and you're navigating through life, you kind of just be in this bubble. And the moment I landed, that bubble burst. Like that bubble literally just bursted because I was like, oh, snap. And then I'm hearing people speaking their languages, speaking like Spanish. I'm hearing Russian. I'm like, yo, what is happening? Like, it was like a sensory overload for me. And then, you know, again, realizing I'm not in Kansas anymore, and I'm going to use Kansas as Korea. We get to the TSA line. Now, I'm not saying they don't be long lines in Korea, but Korea is very much on a pali-pali mentality, meaning everything moves quickly. So when I come here and I got to go through the TSA line and it is long as hell, I was like, bruh, the ghetto. Even when I went through the actual like TSA and they were like, oh yeah, take the stuff out of your bags. I didn't have to do that in Korea. I went in there and I was like, oh, do I got to take the stuff out of my bag? He was like, no. Just throw it on the conveyor belt. And I'm not talking about no pre-check, no clear, no global. I don't have global entry. I don't have none of that. And the thing is, I was planning to apply for that while I was in the States, but I wasn't home long enough to do that. I don't have none of that. And the guy was like, no, just put it down the conveyor belt. And I was like, cool. When I got to California, they were like, literally, take off everything, okay? Girl, take off the bobby pins in your hair. Like, I was just like, bruh, take me out to dinner first if you're going to have me just do all that. Anyway, so I was just like, bruh. Then I had to go to the bathroom. And while I do want to put a disclaimer that there are some Korean bathrooms here that even God ain't there. Because you be like, this bathroom is questionable that even I don't want to go into. Majority of Korean bathrooms are clean. Majority of Korean, especially like the public bathrooms. Some restaurants, like I said, you go in there, you playing Russian roulette. They got soap, but no toilet paper. They got toilet paper, no soap. Or you got to do the infamous Zozo soap. If you don't know what Zozo is, look it up. They have the infamous Zozo soap. So it's hit or miss sometimes. But generally, like, especially something like the airport, the bathrooms are clean. Places like that, government places, the bathrooms are, like, clean. Bruh. I went to the bathroom in the California airport, San Francisco airport, and I was like, yo, I'm back in the hood. I'm back in the ghetto. Like, I'm in the ghetto. Now, please, I'm saying this in all jokes. Don't come for me. Don't be in my comments and talking about some. Girl, you don't need to. It's all jokes. please take this as all jokes. I'm clearly American, and I'm clearly aware of what I'm coming back to, but it was just very much a reminder that there's two sides to everything. Like, I'm coming from two different worlds, is all I'm saying. So please save your comments, okay? Save your comments. Mbavlil, okay? So then, you know, I had a overnight layover in California, which is fine. Nothing you could do about it. It is what it is. And then finally, I land in Florida. Now, it's weird to say like, oh, I'm finally home. Because as I've said multiple times before, your girl is a regular degular girl from Jersey. So going back and my parents now live in Florida, in the words of Princess Jasmine, it's a whole new world, okay? I don't know this life. So it's February, y'all. I land in Florida. I come in with like a trench coat, sweatpants. I'm wearing winter gear because I came from Korea. Child, the way I was sweating bricks, I said, hey, I am in Florida, y'all. Like, this is different. And I tried to like dress for where I was going. So like, I tried to be like, make sure like I could take off the layers, but your girl was sweating. I was like, oh, I could get used to this. Like, not the sweating part, but the fact that it was warm. Being in Florida for those 3 weeks, yo, I'm not even gonna hold you. While it was weird because I don't consider Florida my home because I didn't grow up there. I don't know how to get to the Target. I don't know how to get to the Walmart. I don't know how to get to like the different things that like back in Jersey, I could drive there like it was the back of my hand. I remember being home and my dad was like, oh, do you want to drive to this store? Because I need to do something. I was like, drive? First of all, one, I ain't drove in 3 years. Two, you expect me to drive with Florida drivers? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because the whole time we were there, I'm like, Florida drivers can't drive. Now, I know people gonna be like, oh, the up north drivers can't drive. Florida drivers can't drive. You remember the whole scandal about nurses paying for their license? Apparently as well, Florida drivers be paying somebody else to take their driver's license test, and then they just go ahead and they be in the car. Because I don't know what it is about Florida drivers, but y'all can't drive. So you want to put me on the road with them? Absolutely not. I'm good. I'll take an Uber or I'll wait for my dad to take me. And that was it. Because like, I thought maybe I'd feel comfortable driving. And I was like, I don't know Florida like that. And everything is you got to get on the highway. There's not like regular roads to drive on. Everything surrounds I-95. I'm good. I'm straight. Am I driving? Absolutely not driving. So that was a whole interesting thing, but I loved it. 3 weeks straight, your girl's wearing nothing but shorts, dresses, tank tops. Oh, I could get used to this. Cause your girl don't like winter at all. Your girl don't like winter. And while yes, my birthday's at the end of October, and while yes, I'm from Jersey, I'm Caribbean first. And I hate winter. I hate the winter season. So the fact that I don't have to experience it now, the flip side to it is I don't know what Florida feels like in like July. So I could say I enjoy it, and then come July, I'd be like, nah, I'm good. You can keep this. So there is that aspect to it as well, is that, okay, well, Florida in July may not be my cup of tea either, but I don't really see myself complaining because July here be humid, and I still will, I'll take that over snow and wind chills and all that. No, miss me with all that. So some other things I will say about my trip to the US of A is that, like, girl, I was eating good. Like, the moment I landed, my parents handed me, it's a Haitian patty, but we call it pate kode. So we have two different types of Haitian patties. There's one is your traditional patty that looks very, that looks very similar to a Jamaican patty. But then we have one that's called pate kode, which is a little bit thicker, and it's usually filled with like meat, eggs, hot dogs, you name it, okay? And I told my parents, I was like, bruh, the moment I get off that plane and I get in a car, that's the first thing I want to eat. And my parents delivered. They understood the assignment, okay? But like the fact that where they live in Florida, there is Haitian food galore. Galore. And my little Haitian heart, I was so happy. I was eating all the banan, the grill. I was eating all the rice and beans. Bruh. I told my grandparents, because they were talking to me before, I was like, I'm going to eat so much Haitian food. It literally comes out of my eyes, my ears, and my nose. And that I did. Because what? Oh, my heart was happy. It was the happiest moment of my life. I was like, bruh. And like, my mom doesn't cook as much as she used to anymore for like specific reasons. And so it was like, I would make it sometimes. Or if I didn't feel like cooking, we would just order it. We couldn't do that in Jersey. Jersey had one place near us that cooked Haitian food, and it wasn't even all that good. Bruh, my heart was so happy, y'all. I'm getting teary. I just thinking about the food. I'm getting teary. I had pizza with no corn in it. Y'all, do you understand the joy of biting into a pizza and you not having a jump scare of corn being inside? Oh my God. I need a minute. That was like the moment I knew God was shining his light on me. He said, it's okay, daughter. It's okay. Because the way I've been traumatized, I told my mama, I don't want to see a single kernel of corn at all when I go home. I don't want to see corn. I don't want to see pico de gallo with corn in it. I don't want to see, like, we ordered Chipotle and I was like, do not put no corn in my Chipotle bowl. I didn't want to see a single kernel of corn because I've been traumatized because the way Koreans eat corn with everything. You get a potato salad here, it's got corn in it. They got corn ice cream. Like I said, the pizza got corn in it. They eating corn with cheese. I mean, like the most randomest. You eating a macaroni salad? Sala la gen corn la done. The salad has corn in it. Wake it in. Why? Puki sa. Why is there corn in the salad? Why? And then they look at you and think, oh, don't Americans love corn? And I was like, I've eaten more corn or seen more corn in the 3 years I've been here than in my entire life of living. I was like, bruh, you can't even digest corn. That's the gag. You can't even digest it. And y'all put it in everything. So I told my mama, I said, I don't want to see a single kernel of corn. I will snap if I see a kernel of corn. Because the way I'm traumatized. So to eat pizza with no corn, oh my God, I about cried. And then not only that, I mean, I had like my basic food, like Chipotle. I had my Chick-fil-A, you know, that Jesus chicken. I had Five Guys. I had my Wendy's. I had, your girl was packing it in. I had Dominican food, I had Colombian food, I had Indian food. I mean, the fact that I could have food from different cultures just was chef's kiss. Because again, I don't live in Seoul. A lot of these things you can find in Seoul, but it's hit or miss. Because you can find, for example, a Vietnamese restaurant in Seoul, but 9 times out of 10, one, the owner may not be Vietnamese. So then you have this like Korean Vietnamese fusion, and that may not always go well. And again, I don't live in Seoul. So it's like, those aren't things that I have easy access to. And that, it's not always the same. Like, Korea has a lot of Italian restaurants, but then like the sauce be sweet or the garlic bread is sweet. So it's not always hitting. So even though Korea decides to bring a lot of like multi-ethnic restaurants, specifically again in Seoul or sometimes in Busan, it doesn't always, it's not always it. So for me to be able to have food from different cultures and different ethnicities, and they be from, you know, it's a family from that country, it's someone from that culture, and I know therefore it's going to be authentic. There's no, I'm not saying that people in America don't put their own spin on things, but like, it's very common here in Korea for Koreans to make it more palatable to the Korean taste bud. So therefore, if you go into a restaurant, like let's say if you're going to a Mexican restaurant and you're expecting platanos and you're expecting the rice and beans to taste the same, a certain way, but because they know Koreans have a certain taste bud, they change it to appeal to the Korean taste bud, not to the foreigner's taste bud. So then when you taste the platanos, you're like, why does the platanos taste like this? Because it's not catered to you, it's catered to Koreans. So it's just a whole mess. It's a whole mess. So that's why I just said, the fact that I could eat multi-ethnic food. Like, I'm like, oh, today I want Uzbekistan's food. Tomorrow I want Indian food. The next day I want Japanese food. The next day I just want Wendy's. The fact that I could do that, like, don't get me wrong. I was spending mad money on DoorDash. And I was like, whoo. But then again, here, there's a Korean version of that. So I'm like, it kind of tracks. Even though food here in Korea is a lot cheaper. So it's why most people order on the apps. But that DoorDash bill was sky high. So that's the one thing that I think as a reverse culture shock that wasn't necessarily a bad thing is the fact that like I could order food from different cultures and actually be able to taste like the seasonings that are from that culture. So I really love that. The other thing was that I could now speak Creole on a day-to-day basis. Because where my parents live in West Palm Beach, and it's very multicultural. There's a lot of Hispanics. There's a lot of Haitians. Like, it's a melting pot. And so there, even like the DoorDash person was either Haitian or Hispanic. So if they couldn't figure out how to get to me and I picked up the phone, and I could tell they had a Haitian accent, and I would speak to them in Creole, I'd be like, oh, snap. Like, that's not, I miss that. I miss having to feel relatable to the people around me. Now, my sister was telling me a story how she walked into the Wendy's, and they started immediately speaking to her in Spanish and calling out the order numbers in Spanish. And she was like, bruh, what's going on? So there is that flip side to it. It's just like, why are you assuming everybody here speaks Spanish? But again, because of how the community is set up and the group of people who live there, I think it's kind of just like that dynamic. So there's the negative side of that. And then I think the other weird thing for me was that realizing I was on the same time zone as my friends and family. So when I'm texting people here, I'm always checking the clock to be like, okay, what time is it there? Is it too late? Is it okay? And then going from there versus once I was home, literally everybody that I knew, we were all on the same time. So when I went to sleep, they went to sleep. When I was awake, they was awake. So example, my grandparents live in Paris and they were like, why didn't you call us? And I was like, because it's late for y'all. They're like, no, it's not. And I'm like, oh, snap. Ayo. Because, like, I'm used to only calling them on the weekends because that's the best time and day that works for me. But then, like, my dad was calling them every day. And I was like, oh, I could do that. I could text. And then I'm looking at my friends who live in like Oklahoma, for example. I was like, yo, I could call them right now. That's crazy. Because in my mind, I'm like, I can only call them when I'm awake because it's nighttime for them. But like, I can't text them beyond a certain time during the day for me because it's already too late in the morning. I was like, yo, this is a bug out. That's crazy. So yeah, it was like little things like that that was like really tripping me out about me being on the same timetable or time zone as like most of my friends, even those who lived in like the Midwest. They were only an hour behind me. I was like, yo, this is crazy. So it's just like little things like that. Like, I really just enjoyed my time being home. I was able to be with my sister to celebrate her 30th birthday in Miami, and that was fun in and of itself. Like, we got to go to a bunch of like good restaurants. We went to this one restaurant, legit, this is the name, Bacon Bitch. Yo, if you ever see those clips on Instagram and stuff where the people be turned up at the brunch, that was one of those spots. And when I tell you, the food was good, the waitresses and their customer service was good, like the music was lit, I was like, yo, I could do, like, now this is brunch. This is a brunch to me. Like, it was lit. We got to go to different spots and different lounges, and like the DJs was playing good music. They were playing 90s music, they were playing reggaeton, they were playing Afro beats. I was like, yo, I'm here for this. I'm here for all of this. Like, it was a good time to just celebrate her birthday, eat good food, be around good people, and just have amazing conversation. And I think that was probably the best part of the trip overall, was like to be with my family and laugh with them, have a good time, and like dive into some great conversations, and which lets me know therapy works, because there was just times that like certain things that would have bothered me in the past didn't bother me anymore. Because that was like one of my biggest concerns, is that most of my therapy has been done here in Korea while I'm by myself. So I didn't really know how, once I went home and was around my family, how I would be. But like, I really just wasn't pressed about a lot of things and was more open to like communicate my feelings. Like, if I didn't like something or if something bothered me, I just communicated it, or I just let it roll off my shoulders. Like, it wasn't something that was worth making a fuss over, which I'm proud of myself for, if I could say that. Not in a self-centered, narcissistic way, but just I'm proud of myself for that growth and just really communicating my feelings about certain things, whereas before I would have bottled them up and maybe just blew up later, or just secretly like fussed about it to like my sister or my friends, but never openly discuss it with the person who made me feel the way that I did. So that was like a really good moment to see that, like, okay, what I've been learning, I was able to practice and put into, you know, application. But yeah, like the conversations that just happened while I was home with friends and family, I was just like, yo, I miss this. I miss the quality time that I don't get here. And because, as I've told y'all, like making friends here has not been the best. But like, I really just miss laughing and having a good time with my family and friends, and just having like conversations about whatever. Like, some conversations were just dumb, but then some conversations were like really like in like deep conversations. Like, I, without really going into details, were just conversations like, yo, I never thought about this, or, you know, talking about red flags and green flags in relationships, or like talking about your dreams and goals and aspirations, or talking about where you see yourself in the future, or just if you felt like a failure and how to overcome those things, like just deep conversations that I love. That's my love language, is obviously quality time, but really just delving into those deep conversations. And I realized that I haven't had those kind of conversations while living here in Korea for certain reasons, but having those, I was like, dang, this is nice. I like this. I could get used to this. This is comfortable. But we'll save those conversations and details like in future episodes, where I kind of want to talk about me and the growth and the conversations that we had, because they definitely got me thinking about my life and life overall. And you know me, sometimes I just be a little too deep for my own self. But we're definitely going to talk about a lot of the topics and the thoughts that I had. So it was just nice to be around people who were able to have comfortable and vulnerable and transparent conversations and not shy away from allowing their emotions to take them wherever they did and embracing them rather than shutting them down or shutting them off. So that was just a breath of fresh air. Outside of that, switching gears, your girl went home and she wilded out though. You know, drank a little bit, twerked a little bit, got my nose pierced. Always wanted to get my nose pierced, so ended up going home and get my nose pierced. And I got a tattoo. I think it's like my fourth tattoo. Yeah, my fourth tattoo. So I went and got my fourth tattoo. I was supposed to get another one with me and my sister. So I was supposed to actually get two tattoos going home. But because of like a bunch of stuff that just ended up happening, I wasn't able to. But it just means I have to go back home for that. But yeah, I got my nose pierced and got a tattoo. So I was wilding out. My mom was like, dang, so you just came out here to really just do the most. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty much me. That's my personality. I do the most. And that's what I did. But I'm trying to think what else that I did, because 3 weeks seems like a short period of time, but I feel like I did so much in that time. Like, I slept a lot, I ate a lot, I hung out with my friends, I hung out with family. Like, it was crazy. Oh, I will say, bruh, meet your online friends, because I've mentioned them before. I have two of my closest sisters that we've been friends for like 3+ years now, since I got to Korea. So 3+ years, and dying to meet them, but obviously because of COVID and a lot of things, couldn't. And we were all supposed to meet up while I was home, but due to certain circumstances, that wasn't possible. So I was able to meet one of them, my sissy Treese, who lives also in Florida. And bruh, we had such a great time. I got a wine slushie. I didn't know that was a thing. Did y'all know wine slushies was a thing? Maybe I'm just late. But she took me to this place and they had wine slushies. So we already started off turnt. I was like, oh, I could get used to this. Then she took me to like 3 different distilleries. So by the time we left the third one, bruh, I was lit. You hear me? I was lit. Like, she took me to St. Augustine's, and like, it had so much history and it was beautiful. And we just walked around, we got some food, did a little shopping, drank a little bit. Like, bruh, it was a good time. And then they fed me, y'all. Look, I'm gonna tell you this. If you invite me to come see you, please feed me. And I'm not even trying to be funny. Literally, her husband was like, I want to make sure she eats good. I didn't ask for that. But the way this man made sure I ate good, he made barbecue briskets, sausage links, bacon, burgers, ribs, baked beans, cabbage. I mean, this man made a spread for me. I was like, well, dang, cook for me and tell me that you love me then. Let me know that I'm your sister. I feel loved and appreciated. if you invite me to come see you, feed me. Like, and feed me well. Because, baby, I won't go nowhere. I will never go nowhere. Because the way I felt loved and appreciated, and they had two dogs. So I was, like, next to the dogs, cuddled, eating good. Let me tell you, my heart was content. My heart was absolutely content. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. I was like, this, when I tell you the best 3 weeks I spent back home, I was conflicted. I was like, do I leave or do I stay? But I was like, I got work to do. And not in a literal sense, like, obviously I have school, but like, I literally, like, I have work to do. I have projects I have to work on. I have things up my sleeve. So I was like, I can't stay. I really can't stay. I gotta go. I would sing Trey songs, but that boy's canceled. So I really can't stay. I gotta go. Is basically what is going on. But yeah, I will say though, again, because 3 weeks is short and long at the same time, I didn't get to visit my best friend in Oklahoma. I didn't get to go to Virginia and see my peoples up there. And the other, like, I didn't get to go to Jersey. I just didn't get to do a lot of things, obviously. But it just means I have to plan another trip in the future so I can go back home, plan a longer vacation. Because, like, what just sucked is that school has been out from January 6th and we don't go back to school until March 2nd. But the problem is that for me, based off my contract, and I only have a limited amount of PTO. And because I use PTO during the summer and throughout the school year, I literally only managed to save 21 days. And so I was only able to take 3 weeks. And that includes the fact that, like, I have to teach summer camp and winter camp. And so I was only able to really take 3 weeks off to go see my family. If I had that January 6th to March 2nd off, baby, I would have did everything. But it's cool. It's all right. It just means that there are just some things that I just need to consider. And being home was the respite that I needed, but it was also the motivator that I needed to kind of move forward in the next season of my life. So, and again, we'll talk more about it as we go through this season, because I feel like God is definitely shifting my life in a good direction. And I'm excited for it. I look forward to it. Because I'm not gonna lie to y'all, when I came back, I don't know, I just felt like I was in this weird limbo. Because it's like, oh, I'm home, but I'm not really home. But also, like, being home with my parents didn't feel like home, because I was sleeping in a den. Like, my parents have a new place. My sister has a room. I don't, obviously. So it's not like I necessarily have a space for myself. And so it's weird to say, oh, that's home, or here is home. I think obviously home is where you make it, as cliche as that sounds. But, like, coming back was weird, because now I just kind of felt like I was in this limbo stage, because it's like, home is with my family, but then this is also my home because I've grown so much here. I've evolved so much here. I've become the woman that I am now because of here. So yeah, it's like kind of weird to figure out, like, what exactly is home? You know what I mean? So yeah, not sure what this means for my future, so to speak, but for now, your girl is back. Return up the Mac once again. Return up the Mac. What's my flow? Return up the Mac. So your girl is back. I don't know what's wrong with me today. I haven't eaten. That's probably why. I have not eaten yet. This is the first time I've recorded this episode early. I usually record my episodes pretty late. But maybe it's the hunger that's gotten to my brain. Or maybe it's the pack of Oreos I ate. I don't know. Anyway. So we are back and we are going to get this thing moving. I'm excited for season 3. I'm excited for the episodes ahead, for what I have in store for you. I know we didn't get to do a big celebration for the 1 year anniversary like I planned, but I really just wanted to be in the moment because my anniversary date was my sister's birthday, and just wanted to be in the moment with her to celebrate her for turning 30, because I was able to be home to be with her versus having to be here in Korea and celebrate it with her virtually through a phone. I wanted to just be, like I keep telling y'all, to be present in the moment. And I wanted to be present with her versus like trying to split my time between, oh, let me figure out how to celebrate Sodin Soapbox and celebrate my sister's birthday. I'm like, nah, I'll celebrate my sister's birthday. And when I get back, we'll do things the right way. So I'm hoping, if you guys are anything like me, that you're understanding, you're caring, you're considering, and that you just know that the same way I tell y'all, take breaks, take respites, take care of your mind, take care of your body, take care of your spirit. You understand that I myself had to do the same. I can't tell y'all to do what I don't do. And I recognize that when I'm in my rest time or in my recreation, that's when God allows me to operate in my creative space. He allows my creative wheels to move, if that makes sense. So in my times of recreation, God allows me to be creative. That's bars, bruh. That's bars. All right, now I'm being goofy. I'm being silly. But in all reality, I'm excited to be back. I'm excited for season 3. I'm excited for this journey that we are going to embark on together. And yeah, your girl is back. So go ahead and buckle up, because we here for a ride, all right? So let's go ahead and wrap up today's episode. So you already know, if you enjoyed this episode, come talk to your girl. Let me know what you thought of today's episode. I know it was mainly just me giving life updates and ranting and raving about food, as I do. But come talk to me on my socials. Please follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Shameless Listo. That's SHAMELESSLISZTO. Let me know what you thought about today's episode. How are you feeling? Again, how's your New Year's going so far? It's March now. Child, I feel like 2023 just breezed by, especially January. January normally feels like 365 in itself, and yet January was moving quick. I was like, slow down, chill. So we already in March. So tell me, how is your New Year's going? What are you looking forward to in season 3? I always tell y'all this. Y'all don't be answering me, but I be telling y'all this. What would y'all like for me to talk about? Because I know sometimes I have ideas, but I'm open to suggestion, to any topics, anything that maybe's on your mind. If it's something that I'm not too familiar with, I'll be more than happy to research it and look into it and bring my thoughts, bring my perspective, and we go from there. So let me know what you're looking forward to in season 3, some topics, and again, let me know how your year is going so far, okay? But until next time, your girl is off her soapbox. See ya!